wouldn't ask her nothing. I'd go back.
What would the other fellows ask her, maybe?
Well, he'd want to see about how she'd say if he wanted. She needed to escort home, or he'd want to see her home. She might tell him, well, don't go to another. Said, now I see you home. She said, yeah, if you're there when I get there, you can. And he said, well, now, listen, you need to get so smart. Said, they's been wild ever since you milked. She said, yeah, that's so, but there's been bigger bulls than used to on Beller, too. So he hushed.
And she didn't say surely.
No, he didn't.
Let's see, that day in the spring, the last day of class in school, you say that's the day that school what?
Well, we'd say it's out and they're closing, or last day of school or something.
Mm-hmm. And then that first day in the fall when classes start?
Well, that's the opening day of school.
And that's the day that school does what?
Yeah.
When you say it opens, it begins, it starts, yeah. It takes up?
I believe I'd say it's the beginning of school.
Mm-hmm.
Say, we better, you want me to turn on this light?
No, that's all right. We just got a little more here in this spool. If a boy starts for school and then goes fishing, what do you say he's done?
Oh, he's hooked. Trud. He's a hooky. I never done any of that.
Yeah, he's a hooky, and what has he done?
Well, he's just played hooky for school. He ain't hurt nobody but himself.
But he should go to school and get what?
Try to get the education.
Mm-hmm. Where will he start in school?
Huh?
Where will he start in school?
Where would you start?
Yeah, at what level?
Oh, nowadays they have the kindergarten, they have the primer. Well, them days there wasn't all that, it's first reader.
Mm-hmm. And after high school he may go on to?
I didn't go to college. Cutting there my money.
Boy, it takes a lot of money. It hurts me sometimes to see these kids come and they don't want to go to school.
Why, heck no.
Just think of all the money that they're not earning, all the money that their parents are spending. Of course, a lot of times it doesn't make any difference. Dad, give them a car.
That's right. I see the other day there's some place up there they're going to stop them.
Norman.
I think that's right.
That's going to send a lot of play school students to us. What would you call it? We just went through this. A store where all kinds of cheap things are sold.
Variety store. 5 and 10.
What would you have called this 50 years ago?
Well, now let's see. What did you call that? Tell you the truth about it, there wasn't many of them in this country then.
Hmm.
To call.
Did they have anything called a racket store?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a racket store. I guess that's what you'd have to call it. Where are you going? I'm going to the racket store.
And if you're in town and you want to borrow a book, where do you go?
Library.
If you want to mail a letter?
Post office.
If you want to spend the night?
Well, you can go to the hotel or the motel, room and house, whatever you want to call them.
Hmm. If you want to see a show?
Go to the theater.
What'd you call that in the early days?
Well, I think they call them theater.
And if you're sick?
You better have a doctor. Yeah. Nowadays, you have to go to the hospital. They don't come to haunt you.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to catch a train?
Then go down to the depot.
If you want to catch a bus?
Bus station.
Where's the county courthouse located?
Generally about center town.
On any special piece of land?
Well, some places they're what they call a public square.